Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on the litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nation observes Panchayati Raj Day today. Governor Nandkishore Yadav describes Panchayati Raj as foundation of democratic system. Agreement signed to strengthen maternal and child welfare services in Eastern Nagaland districts. And NSDMA to conduct Nagaland emergency preparedness exercise on April 30th. Now the news in detail. National Panchayati Raj Day is being observed today. The day commemorates the establishment of the Panchayati Raj system as a formal structure of local self-governance under the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act 1992. Addressing an event in New Delhi on the occasion, Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, S.P. Singh Baghel, said the vision of a Viksit Bharat cannot be realized without the comprehensive development of villages, farmers, panchayats, and the broader rural landscape. He said that inclusive growth at the grassroots level remains essential for national progress. The minister urged elective representatives of panchayats to ensure the effective delivery of government schemes at the village level. Governor Nandkishore Yadav has extended greetings on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day. In a social media post, he described Panchayati Raj as the strong foundation of India's democratic system from the village communities to national development. Member of Parliament S. Pangnon Konyak said, the true strength of a nation lies in its villages. The MP called for continued focus to promote self-reliance and empower grassroots institutions. In a step towards better grassroots service delivery, a letter of agreement was signed today to strengthen maternal and child health, nutrition and early childhood development in Nagaland. The signing took place at the Office of the Commissioner of Nagaland in Kohima, bringing together the Department of School Education, Department of Health and Family Welfare, the Eleutheros Christian Society and the District Administration under a unified framework. Under the agreement, departments will coordinate early learning, healthcare and nutrition services, while the Eleutheros Christian Society will support community mobilization and awareness, and district authorities will oversee implementation and monitoring. The pilot phase will cover 60 villages across 6 eastern districts of Kifri, Longland, Mon, Noklak, Shamator and Twensang. The program will ensure that every mother and child in the identified districts has access to integrated and quality services related to education, nutrition and health. The initiative is expected to create a model for expansion across the state. Stakeholder consultations for the Viksit Nagaland at 2047 vision document are continuing across districts as part of the state government's effort to prepare a long-term development roadmap. In Dimapur today, Deputy Commissioner Tino Jongshi Chang emphasized the importance of collective planning and stakeholder participation to shape an inclusive and practical vision. Sectoral presentations covered key areas including economic growth, social development, environmental sustainability, infrastructure, and governance. A similar consultation was also held in Bokokchung today. Meanwhile, in Wokha yesterday, discussions focused on identifying gaps, setting development targets for 2030, 2038, and 2047, and prioritizing the needs of marginalized and remote populations. Stakeholders also shared inputs on proposed policy directions and strategic interventions during the sessions. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipurio has extended Sakinya greetings to the Chakasang community. In a message on social media, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the season would bring abundance and prosperity and wished for prosperity and fulfillment in every household. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA Home Department, with support from the National Disaster Management Authority, is all set to conduct the 8th edition of the Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, on April 30th. The mock exercise will be held from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Simultaneously, a civil defense air raid and blackout exercise under Operation Night Guard will be conducted in designated civil defense towns across 10 districts. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Santiwapang Iyer, said the drill will simulate earthquakes and extreme weather events to test preparedness, strengthen coordination among departments and response agencies, and improve effectiveness of emergency response system.
So the state level mock exercise, which will be conducted on 30th April, involving activation of response teams and demonstration of coordinated emergency actions, Operation Night Guard, which will also be conducted on the 30th evening, starting 6:30, which will be a civil defense preparedness activity involving sirens, siren activation, and temporary blackout measures to test the emergency alert system and public responses in case of an air raid.
The secretary said NEPEX and Operation Night Guard signifies the state government's commitment to strengthening disaster preparedness and ensuring the safety and resilience of communities. He added that this will also help sensitize the public and encourage preparedness to respond effectively in emergencies.
Unless until we are ready with this kind of exercise, we somehow will be caught off guard. And then disasters, we all know, doesn't come with a few days warning and all this.
Joint Chief Executive NSDMA Johnny Rangmai said that this year's exercise will be highly realistic, including a simulated earthquake of 7.7 magnitude with its epicenter at Piphema.
So now what situation that we are going to simulate is a strong earthquake of magnitude 7.7 earthquake occurs at 8:03 a.m. on Wednesday, 30th April. The entire Nagaland, especially Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung stretch is badly affected.
Mr. Rangmai reiterated that the simulation is not a prediction but a preparedness measure. He said the exercise will involve all line departments, government agencies, NGOs and volunteers, including NSS, NCC and Bharat Scouts and Guides. Highlighting on Operation Night Guard, Commandant General of Home Guard, Civil Defense and SDRF Medoja Liapienda said that the exercise will be carried out in Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wakha, Zineboto, Mon, Pek, Twensang, Peren and Kifire for 15 minutes starting from 6:30 p.m. He said the scenario will simulate a drone attack leading to structural collapse and fire outbreaks in buildings.
The exercise scenario will be there is a drone attack in this 10 civil defense district causing structural collapse, fire outbreak in the buildings. Casualties are there. There is panic among the civilians. And so we will require the services, the responses from the fire service, search and rescue operations, evacuation of civilians, setting up of temporary first aid posts and hospitals, crowd control, traffic management, etc.
Meanwhile, a tabletop exercise will be held on April 29th at the State Emergency Operations Center, Capital Convention Center in Kohima to review disaster management plans, coordination mechanisms and response procedures among stakeholders. The Ministry of Mines has incorporated a financial outlay of 5,000 crore rupees for special assistance to states for capital investment, SASCI, for the financial year 2026-27. The ministry said the objective of this SASCI scheme component is to facilitate and expedite mine operationalization, increase mineral production, enhance revenue collection by states from mining and improve overall governance of the sector. The scheme incentive is to be provided to states and UTs under three reform areas, which include implementation of mining reforms, mine operationalization, and SMRI-based reforms. And in cricket, Chimukedima has won the Senior Men's Inter-District Tournament 2026. In the final played today, Chimukedima defeated Dimapur by 6 wickets. Batting first, Dimapur were bowled out for 80 runs. In response, Chimukedima successfully chased the target in 17.1 overs to clinch the title. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nation observes Panchayati Raj Day today. Governor Nandkishore Yadav describes Panchayati Raj as foundation of democratic system. Agreement signed to strengthen maternal and child welfare services in Eastern Nagaland districts. And NSDMA to conduct Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise on April 30th. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.